You're listening to Business Stories with Ryan Arcaracci, where I speak to business professionals from all walks of life. Thanks for listening, and let's get to it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode. This week, I've been talking to a lot of innovative people in the home service world, and today's guests are in that world, too. They're innovating the idea of insulation, home insulation. When I was a kid, insulation looked like, you know, cotton candy. It was not good to breathe in. We weren't supposed to touch it. I never followed those rules, of course, as a 12-year-old, but here I am today. We're going to talk to Chris Ryan, founder, and Kevin Long, CEO of Spray Foam Genie. We're going to talk about this innovative concept with insulation. So thank you guys for being here.
Thanks for having us. We're very excited, Ryan. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So tell us, guys, how did this whole thing get started? Tell us the backstory here.
Sure. So I kind of grew up in the franchising industry. My dad, Greg's been in the franchising industry for a little over 40 years. And he hates when I say 40 because it dates him a little bit, makes him feel old. But right. I always like to remind him, you know, those are the facts. But but so I grew up in franchising. And after I got out of college, I got into the corporate America world. I was in the packaging industry for about 10 years and got that same itch that my dad had, I think, of being an entrepreneur and owning something for myself and those types of things. And so started a consulting business for a couple of years and throughout that and working with different clients and things like that, I met a guy who was from Montgomery, Alabama, and he did a lot of overseas travel and some things like that. And he kept talking to me about spray foam insulation and spray foam. We were really focused on the chemicals at the time and doing some consulting projects with some of those different companies. And he kept telling me about these twin brothers that were down in Tuscaloosa, Chris and Keith, who had this amazing spray foam insulation business in terms of the way that they apply foam. And they were spray foam applicators, which was a little bit different than what I had known. And so he kept asking me, he asked me maybe two or three times, you know, have you called my buddy Chris yet? And I said, you know what, we were just walking out of a manufacturing site. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I was in Cleveland, Tennessee, and I was on my way to the Chattanooga airport, which ironically enough, found out later that was one of Chris's locations. But on the way to the airport, I called Chris and he started telling me about spray foam insulation and everything that him and his brother had put together with their system. And he starts telling me about the software system and the equipment that they use, how it's better than, it's a superior product. It's a Lamborghini versus the Pinto of all the rest of the competition that's out there in the landscape. And I was so fired up just listening to him tell me his story about how they put everything together. I said, I got to get on a plane and I got to come down to Tuscaloosa and meet you guys. And it's exactly what I did. It was probably a week or two later, headed down there, and Chris picked me up from the airport or from the hotel and took me right out to a job site. And that's where I met his brother, Keith. And we started, Keith just went right into a spiel about how we take care of the customer. And this is what makes us different. And we're audited by the third party company on every single job that we do to prove to the customer that we do the job right. And starts telling me about how inspectors love the way that they do things, general contractors, home builders. And then Chris starts telling me about this software that he created with his mom, actually, and the different formulations they did on how to figure chemicals and make it easy for people coming into the industry to use his system and things like that. And all of a sudden, you know, after talking to him for a couple of weeks after that, the light bulb kind of went off that, you know, this might be a franchise. And I think we could franchise this thing and take it national and start putting things together. And so the next visit was I brought my dad down to Tuscaloosa, introduced him to Chris and Keith, and we got to work. This was probably early 2022 or maybe even late 21. We started putting everything together. We finally launched the business in December of 22. And that first year in 2023, we sold 70 locations, which really equates to about 350 franchise territories. And ever since then, we've just had a great clip. We got about 50 opened right now. We got another 25 to get opened here in the next couple of months. But just continuing to have a great run with Spray Foam Genie. It's the best thing I've ever been a part of. And just getting to know Chris and Keith has been just a true blessing in disguise as well. They're pretty much my brothers at this point. But That's a little bit on my story of how Spray Foam Genie came together. Chris, if you want to share your side of the story as well, and what you and Keith did to kind of get it to the point where it was when we first met.
Me and my brother had been in, we've been in construction now for 26 years. At 20 years old, we got in business for ourselves and got into electrical and painting and got into building homes, got into remodeling homes. 17 years ago, the spray foam industry was just really, getting started in the marketplace it really probably got in some other areas quicker than it got in Alabama, but come into Alabama by just one of our, a local guy. It was one of our buddies working on a little energy project. Finished it up. Didn't have really nothing to do with the, didn't want to have anything to do with the business. It was just working on a little project. Knew me and my brother were in a ton of new construction and remodeling and stuff that we could probably push this out to customers. That's what kind of got us in looking at the spray foam business at that time. There was, knew it was kind of a niche business. So we got excited about it and got in there and started working the business very slow the first year. Cause like I said, it was very new to the location. Everybody was just so used to traditional insulation at that time, but got in it, worked it, found, that it was a good and rewarding business. Very positive. I mean, one thing about spray foam insulation, it's instant gratification. When you go into a customer's home, and they've been living in that home for any period of time, the one thing that they do know is that power bill's coming every month, and that when it's really hot outside in that unit, they're sitting at 72 and it's staying at 78 and just constantly running, that with spray foam insulation, we can fix that. And so we can fix that immediately. Spray foam insulation is not something you do that you just wonder, man, is this stuff working? I mean, once we encapsulate a home, by the time we get it fully encapsulated, I mean, by that night, you're going to be able to tell the difference. And so customers picked up on that and was just like calling us after, we left the project, just, man, I can't believe what this has done to my power bill. I can't believe how comfortable the home is. And that, man, I put that thing on 72 and it got to 72 and then it shut off. Because they've been so used to traditional insulation where they just, you just think that's the norm, that, hey, it's just so hot outside that unit's going to run and it's not going to get down to the temperature I need it to until after hours. Right. And so we really love that part of the business. With any business that's new, you're learning that business. And as we grew the business, we found that there had to be better ways. And when I say better ways, it's really how the chemical is being mixed. One thing I'll share on this call is that the spray foam industry is not regulated. Anybody can jump into this business. Anybody listening to this podcast, you could go today, tomorrow, and go purchase you a rig, and you can be outside someone's home with this science project. Mixing chemicals outside someone's home. It's that easy to get in the business, which is not really good for the industry. As we grew our business, we got tied in with a company that had some equipment that really focused on how the product was being mixed. And at the time when you get in the business, you really don't know no different. You're just doing what everybody else is doing because that's what you do when you get into a business. Mm-hmm. But as we learned really the science and what really was going on in the industry and how easy it was for people to get into it, you realize that when you realize there's a right way to do it, you can't go backwards. So when we met this company for this equipment, that was more computerized what we were doing, but really was focused on the ratio mix, to how these two chemicals were mixed together and what you was putting in someone's home, that really with the other equipment, we couldn't really prove how it was being mixed, which is really not a good thing. You pay for a product. You want to make sure you're paying for a product that I'm spending this much money, I'm getting the best of the best, because spray foam for insulation is the best of the best. But if you really knew how it was being mixed, you know, how good is actually that product that you have in your home? Just because it looks like foam doesn't mean that it's a premium product, you know? So we really realized that, hey, we could prove how this stuff was being mixed. We could prove the ratio mix of this product with this company. It was a game changer for us. When we got tied in with that company there, and we've been with that company now the past 10 years, and it changed our whole outlook on the foam industry, that we knew that we could be a leader in it and that we could do it the right way, and that we wouldn't just do it the right way, that we would be able to prove what we are actually putting in people's homes. So it definitely set us apart in our marketplace. So, I mean, we grew our business. And like Kevin said, I wanted to be able to grow the business. So I knew I had to do some things and maybe create a way that I could bring people into the business without really having to get into teaching them how to figure chemicals and all that. So we developed that Excel sheet, which wound up turning into our software that we use today for our business, which really sets us apart from bringing guys into the business. You know, all they got to do is know how to figure square footages, and this software does everything for you. I mean, it does, figures all the gallons, figures up the projections of how much you should use on a job and everything. And so at that time there, we had this awesome rig. We had this software built, knew I had, we had a good franchise model, just really didn't know what to do with that at the end of the day. And was pretty content with our business. We had a great business here in Alabama, and we were running in Chattanooga, Tennessee also. And so that guy Kevin was sharing with, it was a world traveler. I wound up meeting him and become friends with him, and just mentioned to him one day about if you ever run into someone that knew about franchising, he ought to send them my way. And that's kind of how Kevin, like, he shared where he called me up. He called me up, and I shared my story and shared what made us different. You know, when you look at foam companies out there, the thing about the companies that you look at, and I'm not knocking on companies, but they're all the same company. They're all doing the exact same thing, the exact same way. They're all using the same equipment, and then they're buying chemicals from wherever they can get it. Well, what makes them different? Really, the only thing that makes them different is that it's just, they price the job different. They got different goals of what their margins would be. We're not that company. I mean, we are so different than what's going on from the marketplace out there. And I don't want to just keep going. If you want to interrupt here, Ryan.
Great, Chris. I wanted to ask you too. And again, like, people listening I don't think they understand the product and how it works too. Like, I know people envision insulation as that old, you know, like I said, cotton candy kind of, I think it was fiberglass or something that would just sit in the wall. This is a whole different thing. Can you talk about, like, how does the product, like, actually work within the wall, and how does it retain, how is it energy saving? I'm just kind of curious of the science behind this.
Yep. Let me kind of first tell you, so you can get your mind wrapped around, like, when you think about fiberglass, you just think about a product you go buy from Lowe's or somewhere, right, and you get it. Spray foam comes in, break it down like this. Pretty much, you know, spray foam is the same stuff that's in the little cans that you get from Lowe's that you put around the windows and doors. But okay, on a big scale in that trailer, that's pretty much like a little manufacturing plant out there. So what's happening with that? We got two 55-gallon drums. To make that make sense, it's kind of like epoxy. You got two parts. You got a resin, you got a hardener side. Mm-hmm. Foam is the same way. We got two 55-gallon drums. These two products are mixed together, and they need to be mixed one-to-one. That means we need to get an equal mix of both the products hitting together. When these products are pushed together, they react and create a foam out there with this system. So, I mean, the difference of when we're comparing spray foam insulation to, say, fiberglass system, And a lot of customers, you know, they're just traditional thinking. Everybody knows what fiberglass is. They know about that. So when you're going into someone's home, you really want to, you know, explain to them, you know, really what's going on with their home they have now, which fiberglass is all about ventilation. So first thing about it is, with this fiberglass, we're going to have to keep our eaves open. We're going to have to keep our ridge vents open, because we got to have that ventilation so this product will actually work. During the summertime, it gets so hot. If you don't have some kind of ventilation getting that heat out of there, that insulation is not going to be strong enough. So it's fiberglass is all about ventilation. Spray foam insulation is all about encapsulation. So what I'm going to do now in your attic, I'm going to come in there. I'm going to close those eaves off. I'm going to close the ridge vent off, and I'm going to encapsulate that area. So now that when my heating and cooling cuts on, I'm going to control the air that's in my attic. So right now in a traditional system, the attic is always going to be the temperature of what the outside temperature is, or it's going to be hotter on the outside temperature. And so what is, I'm going to control that temperature in my attic once I encapsulate it. I'm going to put that, bring that into the envelope of the home so that when my heating and cooling cuts on, I actually want to pull that air from the attic. I want to condition it and put it back out. Thing about it is once I condition it, I don't got to repeat that process because now I'm encapsulated. If I'm fiberglass, I got to repeat that process just over and over and over because I'm constantly bringing unconditioned air into my home and it's going through my unit, dehumidifying it, putting it back out as conditioned air. But then I got to repeat that process because I can't overcome what's going on in my attic. It's my biggest hole of outside air that's being drawn back into my home. So that's why the unit's just running, 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 running. But if we can encapsulate that, now we can control what's in our envelope, which is going to make the unit get to the temperature, shut off and maintain that temperature so that it drives our power bill down. And so just two completely different systems in the way they work. But I'll say this, you know, the foam insulation is definitely more expensive, probably double the price of most time of fiberglass. But it's the only insulation you're going to put in that will pay you back. You will receive a return on that. In most cases, it's a 3 to 3.5 year max turnaround. And in some cases, it's quicker than that, a year and a half. You know, we've seen some homes we've been able to save 50% on that power bill. Average is 30% on the power bill. So the insulation will pay you back. It's not something you're going to put in. You're going to say, man, I sure hate we done that. It's going to be one of the things you're going to always, when you get that power bill, say, man, thank God we went ahead and got energy efficient in our attic and stuff. And so
what about, so I got to ask you too, Chris, about pests. You know, I think I read a little bit about this and in some ways it can help with pest control as far as, you know, mosquitoes and bugs getting in. Is that still something that it helps with? Or
100%. Think about it like this. When I said fiberglass is all about ventilation, that means I've got all these holes in my attic for air to travel through. Well, if air can travel through it, that means a rodent can easily travel through there and get into your attic. And that's what happens most times. Squirrels, rats, raccoons, they get in there. Then they get into that fiberglass insulation that's in there and they make nests out of that. When I foam it up, I'm actually going to seal it. I'm going to seal every air hole up. I want to get that area encapsulated, which is going to make it, not saying that a rodent couldn't get through it. And I've only ever seen in one case that a raccoon dug through some open cell, but that's about the only time I've ever heard of that happening. Most of the time it's going to keep the rodents out of there for sure.
Right. I want to ask you too. So I understand there's a open cell and you said an open cell and a closed cell foam. What does that mean exactly?
All right, let me explain that to you. Open cell is a sound barrier foam, mainly used in residential homes, in attics and walls of residential homes. Closed cells are moisture barrier foam, mainly used when, like, say you're going against metal structures where you would have anything sweating and in crawl spaces. You can think of it like this. If it's anything to do with moistures involved, it's going to be closed cell. Most people would say, well, man, I hear that the closed cell's better. It's the best. It's from an insulation standpoint, it's not a better insulation. It's just made for two different applications. From an insulation standpoint, yes, the closed cells are more denser products, so you can spray it the thickness a lot less, inches of it, compared to the open cell. But we spray the open cell to compare with that R value of, so to say, on the product. So from an insulation standpoint, neither one of them is going to outperform the other one in an insulation standpoint. They're really just made for two different applications, sound barrier, moisture barrier, to answer that question there.
When you say sound barrier, let's say it's a duplex or, you know, I guess a multiple unit dwelling, Is it also for privacy too? I mean, because we've all been there. You're in a house and you can hear someone in the other room or the other section or whatever. Is it a purpose for that too?
Absolutely. Even on existing houses, we have a product. It's a slow rise product, but we can go in existing homes and drill a 5/8 hole in there and actually core fill that with this open cell product. And we've done that a ton of times in offices, in apartment complexes, and all that for those interior walls to get that sound barrier in there. So absolutely, we have a product to do that. We do a ton of that.
So if someone has an older home, they've got the old insulation, the fiberglass, and they want to replace it. So basically, you guys have to go in. Is it just drilling a hole and filling it in, or is it you actually have to take out walls, take out the old fiberglass and replace it with the spray foam? Like how does a big project like that work?
No, we actually don't have to. We actually just drill the a hole in the sheetrock. And when I say slow rise, that means the product doesn't set up immediately. It allows the weight of it just to pour down in there, and then it fills up, and it will fill up around the fiberglass in the walls and go right around it. That's what it's designed for.
Wow.
No, we don't have to tear the sheetrock down. We go in there and just core drill it. We say, you know, we drill it and fill it, and then they have to get a drywall guy to come in and fix it. We mainly have to do two holes per cavity, one in the middle, one at the top. But yes, we can do existing homes without taking the sheetrock down whatsoever.
So let's talk about the franchise side of it. You guys are growing quickly. What do you think has been the main draw to your, I mean, how do you feel like you expanded so fast? Like, what do you feel is the catalyst for that? Because you guys, it hasn't been very long and you're really just exploding in terms of the franchise. So why do you think that is?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think one of the biggest reasons is the demand for the product. Like Chris was saying a few minutes ago, there's not enough qualified companies out there that can do what we do and do things the way that we do them, and adding that additional value add and that additional quality with the way that we have checks and balances from our equipment to the third party company that audits each every one of our jobs, but also making it very easy to translate the training. Our rig and our equipment, it actually shuts itself off if it goes under 98% ratio mix. So that really prevents us from ever spraying bad foam. So it makes it very easy for someone that maybe doesn't come from the industry to jump into an industry like this. And having the blueprint that Chris and Keith developed and allowing franchisees and salespeople and technicians to follow those blueprints and follow them the closest they can, those are the franchisees that are the most successful. And I think being in a high demand business like this, an industry that any economic forum you look at, you know, you're seeing growth rates between 8% and 11% over the next 10 years. It's definitely a good business to get into. And I think the way that we do things really separates us from the pack. And in particular, the different ownership models that we have. You have an investor model, you have a semi-absentee, and you have an owner operator, and allowing more choices for owners to get into a business and really giving them the freedom to put in as much or as little time into a business with a great ROI at the end of the day.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said, Kevin, earlier too, you wanted to talk a little bit about the commercial side. So talk to us a little bit about, when I picture commercial, I picture these could be big projects, right? So how do you approach that side of it? When the commercial side comes in, is it for new builds, or is it you're coming in with an established building and you're working on it from that level? Like, how does that work?
Yeah. So an area of focus for us in 2024 is really building up that side of our business. So we call it the B2B or the new construction segment. And it's really any type of structure. So we network with various different general contractors, both national and regional, to get bids for our franchisees through that path. We also do a lot of networking with home builders, especially custom home builders. That's really our sweet spot is getting involved with the custom home builders, not necessarily the track homes, but and really building that footprint and leveraging the ability that we have of having 75 locations coast to coast, that allows us to work with some of these national companies and those types of things. But to answer your question, yeah, it's really any type of structure that would require spray foam. And Chris, if you want to talk about in your past some of the examples of some buildings you've done, I know you've done gas stations, high rises, restaurants, dormitories, multifamily living, all that kind of stuff as well.
Yes, we done ton of commercial buildings from schools to dorms, hotels, guesses, you've named it. We've done it. Another thing that with our business that I want to talk on about is even when it comes to, when you think about a dorm where kids are sleeping or a school where kids are at, it's very important to the industry that we know how these chemicals are mixed out there in these trailers. And what I shared earlier about, hey, anybody could get in the business. That's not really a good thing that everybody can just get in the business and not knowing really what's going on out there in that trailer and how those products are being mixed. When we got ready to launch this thing, me and my brother was really focused on how the product was being mixed and how important that was. But how could we make sure that when we launched this franchise that everybody would do the same thing, that every customer out there would be taken care of the way that me and my brothers always took care of our customers? And so we wanted to make sure that would happen. So we wound up getting with a company called Ace, which is a third-party company. Mm-hmm. And so this third-party company, what they do, they've got a box inside of our rig, and they monitor our data. So what happens is we come show up to do your house. We're able to, at the end of this job, to give you this box is in there. Our rig does this, but this company monitors this too. So we're able to give an ACE report at the end of the job, proving that, hey, it ain't just us saying it and the rig saying it. We got a third-party company that's audited this data that, hey, if mm-hmm. this thing ain't right, they're going to call us on it. They're going to call our people on it and say, hey, you failed this report. We got to go in and fix this job. But right. to ensure that no matter how big that this company gets, that every customer would matter to us and that we would make sure that our people that buy these franchises would be putting the product in the right way and that we wouldn't just talk about what makes us different and what we're doing. We would prove it. We would give the customer a report from a third-party company that would prove what we have done and that we installed it correctly and the product was mixed on ratio. This is something you won't find out there in the marketplace. You won't call one company out there that would even take a chance of having a third-party company monitor your data and could tell you that, hey, it's not right. You gotta tear it out, you know?
Right.
And that's taking a big chance and a lot of trust, but that's how much we trust our equipment that in the company that we're tied to, that we know that equipment is set up so that we're not going to spray off ratio. But, you know, a lot when you're selling to a customer, you don't want to just give them your word for it. You want to say, hey, I got a third party that has nothing to do with us and is not, you know, favoring us by no at all. We actually have to pay them to do these reports for us. But that's how important it is for us here at Spray Foam Genie to make sure that every customer gets a quality job. But not just by the eye test. The eye test just says, hey, that's foam in my attic. I've got foam in my walls. Yep. And we back up what's the inside of that product look like? If we tore it apart and really got to the science of the product, how well is that product made? Because if that ratio is 99.9 and above, well, I mean, we have created the best product that could be put into your home. And that's what we have to really educate our customers on is what makes us different and why does this ACE report matter to you as a customer? Because most customers just say, hey, I just want a warranty. Well, everybody knows that warranties are written in a way that there's always an out on a warranty for whoever's warrantying that product. It's just like your roof warranty. I mean, it seems like there's always something that comes up when it's time to, hey, you got to pay for this roof. It's always something in there that happens of reason they don't have to pay for it.
Right.
But not with this case. I mean, this is better than a warranty on the product because we're going to actually prove that, hey, it was put in correctly. And if we can prove that it's installed correctly, then the manufacturer has to stand behind it. They made right. the product. But so that's very crucial that when you're having this put in is that a warranty is really not good enough. You got to know, hey, how was it mixed? If the company can't prove how the product was mixed, and this can't be something that you just write down on a piece of paper and give a customer, because if you can write it down, that means it could be manipulated.
Right.
We have no control over that data. When our gun, that trigger's being pulled, that data is being sent straight to this company. So we have no control over it. But that's how much we care about the industry and care about what we're putting in customers' homes. And it's not a regulated market. If it ever did become regulated, we already regulated ourselves. So we are like, bring the regulations on, because we're ready. We can prove what we're doing. And that's, you know, one of the things from a customer standpoint, that's what makes us different. I mean, that's the things you won't find out there in the marketplace. And anybody that listens to this, you can fact check this. Call a company today, have them come out, give you a price, and then really ask them, hey, do you know how this stuff's being mixed? I know this is two products that's going through this rig and you're spraying it. Can you prove how the product's being mixed? And then you see the answers that you get. Most of the time you'll get an answer like, hey, I've been doing this X amount of years. I know what I'm doing. I've never done a bad job. But but how do you know? How do you prove how these gallons are being put together? If this is supposed to be one-to-one, how are you proving that?
Yeah. And
you'll see that, hey, nobody can prove it. They can't prove what they're doing. And you're not going to find one company that's even gauzy enough to say, oh, I'll let a third party company monitor my data, because man, the odds of them passing that would be, I mean, it'd be very tough for them to pass that ratio mix inspection there for sure.
With
most of the equipment that's out there.
I could tell you that's fantastic, because I feel like not enough home service professionals hold themselves accountable, and you guys take holding yourselves accountable to the next level. So, and that speaks volumes in terms of trust and credibility. So that's awesome, guys. I want to ask you too, Chris or Kevin, like any particular stories that stand out of customers, or whether it's commercial or residential, that really stood out to you, and just where you really saw a difference for that particular person. Anything you can share there?
Man,
I was going to say, go ahead.
I have so many stories. I mean, over the years, when I said the reason me and my brother, with all the construction background we have and all the things we've done, from building homes to remodeling high rises, there's nothing been more rewarding than this phone business.
Yeah.
Because you never run into a customer that you hadn't done a job for that doesn't bring it up. Every single time brings up about, the savings on their power bill, how comfortable the home is. And that, I'll tell you a story on this. I had a guy that was building a barn dome, and that I talked to about doing the job for him. And I said, man, there's no way you're going to want to do this with traditional insulation. I mean, your power bill is going to be sky high. But somehow he talked himself out of going with the foam and got moved into that home, and his power bill was around $900 to $1,000. Called me, said, man, I made a terrible decision. Man, is there anything, man, you think you could do to help me? And I said, you ain't gonna like what I have to say, but man, I can fix it for you. You're gonna have to pull the metal off and let me spray it from the outside, and we'll do a wall at a time to get this thing encapsulated. And if you're willing to do that, man, I'll fix it for you. And we done it. And when we got through with it, I mean, we fixed it. I mean, that guy's never had a power bill over $200.
Wow.
And I told him that up front. There's just beforehand. But that's the thing, is if you're building a home, it's easy to talk yourself out of the phone, because it's something behind the walls, kind of hidden, and you'll talk yourself out of it. It's the worst thing you could talk yourself out of, because you're living at home and you're going to pay that power bill from now on. To be truly energy efficient, I mean, foam is the only way to really be true. It is, as far as the insulation standpoint, there's just nothing product wise you're going to put in that's going to perform the way this stuff is. The product alone, we're mixing it where it's the best product to be made, but spray foam alone is the best insulation that you're ever going to put in a home.
Yeah, no, that's a huge savings. So before we wrap this up, guys, I want to talk about, the franchise opportunity. So if someone's listening to this, what markets are you looking to grow in, and how do they start the process, and what is the process like to really get on board with this?
Yeah, absolutely. So we still have we still have plenty of territory out there that people can come in and take a look at. Definitely in the Midwest, a little bit in the Northeast. There's still some Texas locations available, and then out west as well. And really, the best way to kind of get in touch with us is to go to our website. There's a franchise opportunities page, either sprayfoamgenie.com or phoenixfranchisebrands.com. And some of our salespeople will get in touch with you and kind of take you through the process. So they'll take you through everything that you'd want to know with Spray Foam Genie. They'll disclose you on the FDD. You'll come in and do some group calls with us. You'll have some validation calls with Chris and I, and then a franchisee to ask questions with. You'll have an operations call where Chris and I will kind of go through the competitive advantages of Spray Foam Genie and what makes us different, a little bit more in depth than what we've shared here today. And then also we'll have a meet the team day virtually where you can meet all of the leaders that make Spray Foam Genie what it is today. And I could be a little bit biased, but I am firmly confident that we have the best team in franchising. And what we do from that standpoint that makes us different is we treat you like family. When you join on with us, we start out by building a relationship that's based on a foundation of trust and integrity. And that way, when you can trust your franchisor, you can trust your home office and understand that we're going to be with you each and every step of the way, whether it's getting your business license in the beginning or it's in year five and we're talking about adding another fifth or sixth rig to your territory and all those types of things. We will be with you each and every step of that process to ensure that you're a success. What we'd love to do is build a legacy business, something that you can be proud of, something that your family will be proud of. And when you see that Spray Foam Genie rig driving down the road and a friend says something to you, you can stand up and proudly say that's me. I'm a Spray Foam Genie franchisee and I'm proud to be a part of this family. So we'll take you through that whole process and introduce you to all the great folks we have at the home office. But yeah, sprayfoamgenie.com and phoenixfranchisebrands.com for more franchising opportunities.
Chris and Kevin, thank you so much. This has been a great conversation. I learned a lot of stuff I didn't know about spray foam, other than the fact that it looks like whipped cream and it looks very delicious, but do not eat it. Whatever you do, do not eat it. This is a great product. You guys, a great brand. I have no doubt you're going to blow up even more so in the next couple of years. And I'm glad that we can all work together. So if you're listening to this and you want to check out spray foam, either as a potential customer or as a franchisee, go to the website, check it out. And thank you guys so much again. I really appreciate this.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brian. This has been a blast. Appreciate you having us on.
Did you enjoy this episode? I hope so. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/Ryan Says Thanks. Your support is appreciated. And hey, even if you don't buy me a coffee, I'm happy to have you listening. So keep it up. And thanks again.